Hello again there, folks. I wanted to have a bit of a natter on this issue of them bringing 3 million people from Hong Kong into Britain. Now, the problem I've got is, and the reason why I haven't uploaded a video for nearly a week, is because I just don't know what I can say on YouTube at the moment. You don't know what you can get away with. You don't know when you're going to get banned. And so more and more of these kind of quick take videos are going to have to go to BitChute, and I'll keep YouTube for the longer form videos. I just can't get around that. And the people who subscribe to me on Patreon and Subscribestar, who I'm really so grateful to, I always send the BitChute videos to them via a message, so they don't miss anything. But all right, so I just wanted to have a bit of a ramble about the Tories' scheme to this new caper to bring in 3 million people from Hong Kong to Britain. Where they're going to go, it's still up for grabs. I've seen the Highlands of Scotland is being mentioned, Isle of Man, Northern Ireland, even the North East. But in any rate, what I find interesting about it is that the civic nationalist types of the standard centre-right have really been caught like a rabbit in the headlights on how to deal with this issue. So for me, it's a complete no-brainer. I'm absolutely against it. And as I say, I might do a video on BitChute explaining exactly why. But what I wanted to look at here was how people who, the civic nationalists, don't really have an argument against this at all. And so they mainly fall into two camps. They're going to say, well, yeah, it'll be great for the economy, and we welcome them. And when they go down, and they're like Stix Hexenhammer, whatever he's called, did, where they can pull out the rabbit of it being this geopolitical 4D chess, fuck you, to China. Well, as he did. And so that's another way to cope with another way to frame this so that it seems like a good idea, when of course it's just demographic suicide for the native people in Britain. But so they'll go down that road and they'll say, yeah, because they're all going to be great. And then it's just like we live in this giant supermarket, which they've mainly created, where everything has to be decided through economics. And the sum total of completely destroying the demographics of Britain and very likely large swathes of the Highlands of Scotland will be that a line on a graph goes up a little bit. That's what it amounts to. It's nonsense. But what they've also done when it comes to other immigration issues is that they can say, well, we don't have the space. It's not that I'm racist, you see. It's not that I actually care about somebody's background or where they come from. It's just down to space. And they'll be able to say this, they'll delight in putting this to the Green Party and saying, you know, it's just about that we don't have the space. I don't hate these people. We're just a small country. And of course, this has gone straight out the window for the people who, on the centre-right, the civic nationalist types, libertarian types, classic liberals, all that crowd. It's like, oh, well, all of a sudden they want these people to come in because they'll make the line on the graph go up. And that argument about space has gone straight out the window, and we can concrete over the Highlands and build skyscrapers around Loch Ness or wherever we'd have to call it Wokness. But that's their argument. That's where they're coming from. And so then you get the other ones who are critical of this. Because they've always been implicitly racist, and they will say, well, we don't want this or that demographic coming in. And it's not because I hate them. It's because it's just about economics. It's not good for us. Because they don't like to just get straight down to the nitty-gritty and talk about in-group preference, and that we like being around people like ourselves. They don't want to do that because that's what the fash talk about. So they've got to frame everything in economic terms. And some of the most ridiculous arguments come out where we can't have them in because it'll suppress the wages. But again, like the problem that they've got is that they're confronted with a group who aren't going to be a drain on resources. They are going to be wealthy and they are going to be hardworking. So, but the problem is they aren't you. So the civic nationalist kind of argument has been like thrown to the rocks here. It's in a complete mess, and there's no coherent argument, because if you're going to argue it from a purely economic, if your whole worldview, every way you look at the world amounts to economics, then there actually isn't really an excuse to keep them out. But of course, they don't want them in because they're implicitly, like secretly, sneakily racist. But they won't come out and use those kinds of arguments. So now what we see is this ridiculous coping mechanism of, well, it's going to be bad for the wages. Or they will say, well, yeah, we don't have the space. And they're all over the place. It's just incoherent, completely incoherent, because when you've got such a facile and flat worldview, it can be interpreted either way. When, like, the thing that you should be saying is, this is our home, you know? It doesn't matter what the Chinese politics and all that, it's got nothing to do with that. It's about us, and it's about us having a place in the world. And yes, it is ethnic, and it is cultural. So this idea that you have to try and find economic excuses for everything that happens in the world, it's just preposterous. And they've been caught like rabbits in the headlights, because they realise now, well, my own worldview, let's say, their worldview, can be used. It's put to the test. Like, now you can't say, well, the people from Somalia, they aren't actually going to be that great for the economy, because these people are going to be good for the economy. You're gonna have to own your values here, or you're gonna have to just, as many of them have. I saw one poll, and it said that, do it. Let's go for it. Let's bring them all in, because at the same time, they can then turn to the left and say, well, you see, we're not racists. We're not racists. We want all of these people from Hong Kong to come in here, because they aren't going to be a drain on the welfare system. They aren't going to be, we're going to get a lot of taxes from them. So you see, when we objected to all of these other people coming in, it was never about race. It was never about identity. It was never about having home. It was just about economics. And now we can stick it to the left and we can see, we're not racists. We can't wait to have all these 3 million people, these 3 million Chinese people come in. It's a complete shambles, and all of it because they just don't want to sort of come and speak to realities like identity and belonging and having your own place in the world. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And the whole debate around the Hong Kong resettlement scheme, it just exposes this. It just shreds the whole CivNat centre-right worldview. And when you're going to centre your entire view of the world in economic theory, this is where you're left with. You're left with skyscrapers across Scotland. And they know, deep down they know that it's a horror show, but they don't have anything in their ideological toolkit to argue against it. So, like, why not just get a new toolkit? Well, thanks for listening, folks. I'll catch you later.